You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We're going to be chatting to Goya very shortly, Lucas from Goya, and this is their excellent track Core Flute from their new EP, Being Earnest. It's already snuck in at number 7 in the BFM Top 10 as of last night.
Down at me from a billboard, but was it below me? I don't recall. Last time I saw you was 12 days ago. You were looking down at me and smiling from a billboard. What do you do for a job now? I don't remember, no one does. Last time I saw you was 12 days ago, and I thought I should get some more core flute.
Oh,
That is a huge track, Core Flute by Goya. And on the line, we have got Lucas from Goya. Kia ora, how are you?
Hey, good. We're just currently sitting in a car on the Wellington ferry docks.
Exciting. Are you guys heading off on tour to the South Island? Is that what's happening here?
We're heading to Christchurch today, and then Dunedin is the first gig of the tour, and then back up to Christchurch for the second gig.
Awesome. That sounds like a good little trip. And it's nice. I mean, we're stuck in lockdown here, but it is actually really nice to hear that there is still music able to go ahead, albeit in a weird sort of spaced out setting.
Yeah.
And congratulations on your new EP, Being Earnest. It is an absolute thrasher. You must be stoked to have it out in the world.
Yeah, thank you. It's been a wee while in the making. I think we've been playing these songs for maybe like almost 2 years. And we finally kind of got them down onto something.
That is a pretty special feeling. Do you want to walk us through the process of writing a Goya track? Because it sounds like a lot of fun, first off the bat.
I guess it kind of starts with, like, I'll have, like, an idea, and then it kind of goes from there. I want to, like, do a song that sounds like something, and then it goes to the band, and we kind of workshop it, and sometimes it'll be like, oh, I really like this bit, and then we kind of mash more than one bit together, which is fun. We can try and make them work.
It is kind of, they're quite expansive tracks, and I like that it's got a weird sort of familiarity to it. Like, I mean, how many places in the world could you hear a song literally about core flute? It's such a specific thing. Do you think about, like, a kind of situation or a space you're trying to create through writing when you're doing it? Or is it literally just like, okay, I've got this idea and I really want to see where it runs?
Yeah, I don't think I go into writing music with like a specific like space or feeling. It does kind of emerge from it. Like occasionally, I'll have like a thing that I want it to sound, and I want it to sound a certain way, and I want it to kind of like elicit certain feelings. Mm. But also, that's only really what I get out of it, and other people might have different vibes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm kind of writing just for me, and it's cool that other people like it.
That's the best place to be writing from, really. I think if you're making something that feels authentic to what you want to hear, there is always going to be someone else who wants to hear that too. If you've been playing these songs for a wee while, how have they developed in that time? Do you find that when you take them out on the road and play them live, it does change the nature of what you're doing?
Yeah, totally. I think we realised, because some of the songs we wrote just before the last time we went on tour, which was a year ago, and they were kind of like fresh things that we hadn't necessarily mastered, and then suddenly we had to play them all live, and
I think that
informed like the kind of final, and I guess they're still kind of changing as we play them live, even though we've recorded them.
I think that's kind of nice, though, isn't it? To have something that you feel like is never totally static. You're always able to keep it moving a little bit. And especially, you know, when you've been sitting on tracks for a while, to then be able to release it, that pushes it into a totally different space as well. I see that Oliver Devlin of Hans Puckett and several other projects fame has been part of the crew helping you sort of, I guess, tidy it up and put it out. How do you know when you kind of have mates who would be the right fit for a sound or a project you're working on?
I guess he did our first EP whenever that was, 2017 or something, I think. So, we just really liked the way that he did that, and we really liked the way that he produces music. So it was kind of a no-brainer. To get him on board, and he was super keen as well.
Yeah. And I kind of wanted to get a bit of a... I mean, we are sort of just like living vicariously through everyone's live music experiences at the moment, but if people haven't been to a Goya show before, what is a Goya show like? Is it loud? I feel like that's something we could definitely anticipate from it, but what do you guys sort of try and bring to a live performance?
I guess it is kind of like... I always kind of go for like an earnest kind of silliness, which is I don't know. That's and like it is like it's like serious music, but like why not be silly and funny at the same time.
What's the
and it is incredibly loud.
Yeah, well, I mean, that is a good combo of things. What is the title Being Earnest all about? Because I really like that as a sentiment, especially in, I mean, like rock being a very broad house there, but, you know, guitar-based, guitar-driven music, there is often this, like, sense that it's a bit too cool or it's quite detached or something. So to have something labelled as earnest and that be very much the MO of the band, I would like to know a little bit about where that title came from for you guys.
Well, it's actually the title of the first track of an album by Nicki Mal that is very like a really intense industrial electronic kind of thing, but that I really love, and I really love the whole sentiment of that album. But I guess like yeah, I kind of find sometimes that like guitar driven rock punky music can like not really be as earnest as it could be, and it is kind of there's a misconception of what like being earnest actually is, and you get kind of it does, and it does kind of end up being this kind of weird like not yeah. Hard to explain.
No, I know what you're trying to say, I think.
Yeah,
it sort of ends up sitting in some strange space where it's not maybe being true to what it wants to be, or it's not able to fully realise something.
Mm.
There's something very cathartic about this record, which I really appreciate. And I think there's an earnestness to that as well, like having music that you can just sort of very much release to either as a listener or performing it. I imagine it can be quite a catharsis. I wanted to hear a little bit more about your tour, which we're so envious of here. Who are you going to be playing with? Who are some of the bands that you're hitting the road with this week?
So Dunedin, we're playing with Flesh Bug, Sense Negative, and Ikari, who are all kind of, you know, mates and stuff, which is nice. It'd be cool. Good to kind of catch up and hang out. And in Christchurch, we are playing with a couple of local bands that I actually hadn't heard before. We organised this.
Teen Tripper.
And Pretty Dumb.
Nice. Well, that's good.
Feed information. It's way too early in the morning.
This is the backseat driver of interviews.
Yeah.
Kia ora to the rest of the band as well. I hope you guys have a nice ferry crossing, not too rough on the old Inter-Islander. Blue Ridge or Inter-Islander today?
It's Blue Ridge. We're on the old straight Feronia, which is nice.
Though, right?
It's a bit fancy.
Nice. Well, I hope you get a good view from the deck, and I hope you have a great tour this week. We'll look forward to seeing you up in Tāmaki at some point in hopefully the not too distant future. You've given us an excellent EP to listen to in the meantime. And Core Flute's already in the top 10. It's number 7 in the top 10, which is awesome.
Oh, bless.
So that's the old BFM listenership voting out there. And we're going to listen to A Low Hill, which kicks the EP off now. And it's got some excellent, excellent feedback to kick us into it. Have a great trip, you guys, and thanks for chatting to us.
Thank you.
See ya.
Bye. See ya.
Bye. We'll be right back.
to see. My eyes are open. Now you can see. My head are shaking. How are the rushes in? And I think I'm not where I'm supposed to be. On top of a low hill, I'll be waiting still.
BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.